Hello, I'm Gary Newman.
The more I take a look inside, the more I'm pried. The more I understand the riot, the more I slide. The more you put me back in line, the more I try. The more you looked into my eyes, the more you lied. I found my crazy but disregard the signs, the more I fly. The more I walk across the lines, the more I
hello, you're listening to episode 86 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original new wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to the single version of Crazier by Gary Newman vs. Rico. We had the slide mix on podcast 73 around the time that Rico had sadly passed away. It's now the 20th anniversary of Crazier, and we can look back on that time that gave us a chart placing of number 13 and a Top of the Pops appearance, also leading into the creation of the Hybrid album. It's just a shame that Newman's own Jagged album was still 3 years away at this point. Gary Newman has 284,000 followers on Facebook. There seems to be a bug at the moment on Apple Podcasts where the previous episode's graphic arrives with the new podcast. This can correct itself after a week or so, but last time it didn't. As this has been going on for several months now, I may stop numbering the graphics in the future. On 28th of July, Ace Records are putting out a release called Autonomy, the Productions of Martin Rushent. It includes 19 tracks that Martin produced, including ones from The Stranglers, Buzzcocks, Generation X, The Vrazillos, XTC, Altered Images, The Go-Go's, Hazel O'Connor, The Associates, and then Jericho. It also includes the instrumental version of the Human League track Hard Times, and we're going to have that now. This is taken from the post-Dare album Love and Dancing. We previously had Hard Times on podcast 58 in its 12-inch form with Love Action, coming to more than 10 minutes. We also had the single version on podcast 28. The Human League have over 500,000 followers on Facebook, and they are headlining a New Zealand festival in February. That was the Human League with Hard Times, the instrumental mix from Autonomy, the productions of Martin Rushent. Around the time this podcast is expected to come out, the re-release of Ultravox's Quartet album should be here, with options of picture disc vinyl, 4 clear vinyl box set, 6 CD and 1 DVD box set, a half-speed master double vinyl, and also a t-shirt and tote bag. Reap the Wild Wind was the first single from this George Martin produced album, and it got to number 12 in the UK chart. Frank Schmidt did an extended mix of the single at the time. This is not on the new release, so let's have a listen to it next. Ultravox are on Facebook with 145,000 followers. that was Ultravox with Reap the Wild Wind, the Frank Schmidt extended mix. John Fox's The Golden Section album is coming up to being 40 years old. To celebrate, the album is coming out on clear vinyl this month, along with a red vinyl B-sides album called Annex. The Golden Section album originally made number 27 in the UK chart, and it stayed in the chart for 3 weeks. Three singles were taken from the album, and we're going to have the second of those now. It's called Your Dress, and it's the first time we've had anything from the album on the podcast. John Fox is on Facebook with 3,200 followers. We'll be right back. You've just had John Fox with Your Dress from the Golden Section. Churches did a great set at Glastonbury this year, and they played most of the tracks we've had on the podcast. We're now going to have their most recent single, which is called Over. This came out earlier this year to mark the start of their new recording contract. They can be found on Facebook with 734,000 followers.
Sometimes I just drive till the night turns off my mind. I'm passing cars, I'm crowded bars. Never know until I go too far. Confusing faith and fear, paint a smile from ear to ear. 'Cause if I blink, I start to
That was Churches with Over, which is their latest single. Next up, it's the Tenet track State of Mind. This was originally on the Stateless album, but I've taken this version from the later EP1 Plus. Tenet have 5,300 followers on Facebook, and they are also on tenet.bandcamp.com and tenet.co.uk.
Hi, this is Pete Steer from Tenet, and you're listening to The Sound of Electricity with Matthew Holbrook.
Something I don't think it's you. Rewinding my state of mind, that's all I can do. I've been here before, I'll be here again.
That was Tenek with State of Mind from EP1 Plus. Now we're going to return to the 2005 Ladytron album Witching Hour. We had International Dateline from this on podcast 54. This time we'll have the track Sugar. Back on podcast 20 we had Sugar in its Jags Kooner mix form. Ladytron have 273,000 followers on Facebook. Was Ladytron with Sugar from Witching Hour. We've already had two tracks from James Atkins' new album, Circadian Rhythms, Planetary Cautionary on podcast 82 and Loved Up Lovers on podcast 79. We're now going to have Disco Damage. James Atkin has just under 7,000 followers on Facebook and is also on jamesatkinmusic.bandcamp.com.
It's good now.
Let's go.
That was James Atkin with Disco Damage from Circadian Rhythms. Now it's time for another of Phil Oakey's vocal outings with other artists. This time it's with Alex Gold on the extended mix of the single LA Today, something that recently had its 20th anniversary. It was recorded at the Human League studio in Sheffield. Alex Gold is a DJ linked to Extravaganza Records. LA Today was aimed at the UK dance scene, but it did scrape into the UK top 75 at number 68. That was Alex Gold featuring Phil Oakey with LA Today, the extended version. A live version of Howard Jones' Pearl in the Shell is next. This was recorded in Tokyo on the 23rd of September 1984, and it comes from a release issued in 2022. Howard has 138,000 followers on Facebook.
Please email promo links to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com.
you. This is a song called Bounce Right Back.
Okay. That was Howard Jones with Pearl in the Shell from Live in Japan. Madonna was last on the podcast with a Technica remix on Podcast 81. Prior to that, it was an Offa Nissim remix on Podcast 74. This time we're going to have the Sasha Ultraviolet mix edit of Ray of Light. I've taken this from her most recent compilation album called Finally Enough Love. The track here is 5 minutes and 6 seconds. The full version runs to 10 minutes and 44 seconds. Madonna is on Facebook with 18 million followers. That was Madonna with Ray of Light, the Sasha Ultraviolet mix edit from Finally Enough Love. TransX were last on the podcast on the Computing Special, episode 16, with Living on Video. This time we're having Dreams Are Made of Fantasies from the album of the same name. The band are on Facebook with 16,000 followers.
Yeah.
That was TransX with Dreams Are Made of Fantasies from the album of the same name. On podcast 46 we had Cascada doing a cover of Kim Wilde's Kids in America. Now we've got their 2007 single Perfect Day. Cascada have 1.8 million followers on their Facebook page.
What it takes, I won't hesitate. Thought I told you not to call, 'cause I don't care at all. Here's my point of view, I'm all through with you. Guess there's nothing left to say, and I'm not gonna wait.
Cascada with Perfect Day. We had Young from Talisa's The Female Boss album back on podcast 57. Returning to it now, we're going to have Live It Up, which also features Tiger. Talisa is on Facebook with 643,000 followers.
We got our glasses up and bottles high.
You've just been listening to Talisa featuring Tiger with Live It Up from The Female Boss. Wizards of the Sonic is a June 1994 single by German DJ Westbam. It made number 32 in the UK chart. Here we're going to have Matt Derry's remix edit of the single. Westbam has 138,000 followers on Facebook and Matt Derry has 143,000 followers. We'll be right back. That was Westbam with Wizards of the Sonic, the Matt Dairy remix edit. Betsy Larkin has already been on the podcast 6 times previously, most recently on episode 84 with Bobina on the track You Belong to Me. Now we have her single Obvious, which she worked on with Lange. The two of them also worked together on the track All Around Me, which we had on podcast 25. Betsy has 90,000 followers on Facebook and Lange has 304,000 followers.
Isn't it obvious?
That was Betsy Larkin and Lange with Obvious. Next it's Mohamed El Alami with Healing, the extended mix. This came out on the 9th of June on A State of Trance and is available from beatport.com. We'll be right back. That was Mohammed El Alami with Healing, the extended mix. The final track we have this time is the Shine Ibiza anthem for 2023, Beautiful Life, the extended mix by Paul Van Dyke and Mark Van Linden and Sue McLaren. This came out on the 8th of June on Vandit Records, and it's also available from beatport.com.
Thank you. this beautiful life.
That was Paul Van Dyke, Mark Van Linden and Sue McLaren with Beautiful Life, the extended mix, the Shine Ibiza anthem for 2023. That brings us to the end of The Sound of Electricity, episode 86. Podomatic is the place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 86 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of people who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time, and I'll be back in a month or so for podcast 87. We'll play it with a bit more of Wizards of the Sonic.